It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Yeah, you're very welcome along to another edition and episode of Opinions Matter. We record them live at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, and we publish between 5 and 6 podcast episodes a week. It is Ireland's only live and interactive podcast. And by the way, if you want to keep up to date on what's going on the show, and you want to get links to the podcasts, and if you want notifications of when the show is live, all you have to do is text the word add me to So it's add me to 085-825-2626. Text that now. Add me to 085-825-2626. You get a text message back giving you the link to join our WhatsApp channel, which is growing by the day. And as I said, you will get links to all our podcasts before anybody else. Now, what do myself and Katie want to talk to you about on today's Opinions Matter? And we do want to get your opinions on this, because it was in the headlines of a lot of the papers today. 18th birthday was a riot. Looter who turned of age on the day, jailed for 3.5 years. And this is a story about Kyle Lawrence, 19-year-old from Lurgan Street in Dublin 7, which is just up by Smithfield. And he has become the second person to be prosecuted for the riots, of course, which took place in November of 2023. We all remember those riots in Dublin city centre. The news was broadcast around the world. It brought shame on the city. Buses on fire, Lewis's on fire, shops being plundered and windows being put in, and scumbags running around with boxes of shoes and runners and stuff like that. It started at around 6:30 that evening. You remember we were all at home watching on TV in shock at the behaviour. It went on till about 9 that evening. So the second guy to be found guilty and prosecuted was Kyle Lawrence, 19 years of age. He was 18 at the time. Now, at the time he carried out the looting and the rioting. Now, people were saying on our Facebook page, which really, really bugged the shit out of me, he's only a child, he's only a child. Would you ever stop? Stop the nonsense. He's only a child. At 18, you're old enough to know right from wrong. Anyway, he was involved in the riots. He pleaded guilty to 2 counts of violent disorder and 1 count of trespassing and theft at Arnott's on Henry Street. Now, I don't know how many of you saw the video. Did you see the video that night of them storming into Arnott's?
Yeah. Now, like animals after escaping from a zoo.
Yeah. Now, a friend of mine's daughter works in Arnott's.
And had no work to go to the next day.
No, she was working there that evening.
That's terrifying.
And she said the staff there, if you saw the video of it, the staff were absolutely, they were hiding behind the counters.
They were still in there when they were still in there. Yeah. I thought it was after hours, they'd all gone. I didn't realize that staff were still on the scene.
No, sure. I think it was Jesus. A Thursday. I think it was late night shopping.
That's terrible.
But they were cowering behind the counters as these animals barged their way in. And we want to talk about the sentence that Kyle Lawrence was given. And I don't want to talk about, because people are saying, "Oh, what about the fella that did the stabbing?" Yes, he is before the courts at the moment. He has been charged. We can't talk about his case. He's been charged. That case will be brought to court as soon as the evidence is all put together. So there's no point in talking about that. Okay, there's no point in talking about that, because a lot of people say, "Oh, well, that led to the riots." No, it didn't. Half of these people rioting didn't even know what they were rioting
for.
That
young fella has no political side, regardless. Now, I do think, you know, to brand him a far-right activist.
I haven't heard it being saying far-right. No, I wouldn't say.
No, but I've heard people saying, I've seen online people saying far-right activist. This is one little scumbag who got involved in something. I don't think it was a far-right act. I don't think it was a political act. I think it was somebody who got carried away and was a scumbag.
Yes, he did get carried away. So let's see what he did. Several clips of CCTV footage played in court showed Lawrence throwing items at public order units, so firing items at Garda cars, throwing a fire extinguisher at a Garda car. What the hell? Which later went on fire. Kicking and hitting an abandoned Dublin bus. Like, what had that got to do with what happened to that poor child? Was the Dublin bus's fault? I don't think so. The bus also later went on fire. Lawrence was then seen on CCTV entering several shops, including Foot Locker. They always go to Foot Locker. You wouldn't see them going into a library, would you? Oh, no. You wouldn't see them going into a library.
Or Eason's.
Or Eason's. Oh, can't rob books. Can't rob books. So into Foot Locker, of course, to get the Nike Jordans, because that's very important, and was left seen carrying a shoebox. On Mary Street, he smashed the fire extinguisher at a window of Penny's and then entered Lifestyle Sports. Again, mad into sports shops there, where he was then seen leaving with several items. So it was literally carnage. He was involved in carnage. And the judge gave him...
No, I don't think it's fair to blame everything. The whole thing. You're making it sound like he was leading the whole thing as well.
I'm not suggesting that.
Let's be honest here. What he did was pure scum, thug behaviour. Absolutely, but like...
There shouldn't be a but.
It's not that there's a but. He wasn't leading the whole thing. You know, you're going on there listing out everything as if he was in charge. Now, what he did was wrong, absolutely, and he should 100% be punished and penalised for what he did because it was scumbag behaviour. But I suppose the question here was...
Do you agree with the 3.5 years handed down by Judge Nolan?
So I'm divided on it, right? You're going to say, what about? But I do have to ask, what about? I'm not talking about the guy who did the stabbing.
Alleged, yeah.
But this judge has let a man with 1,800 images of child abuse on his computer walk free. Now, I'm not saying that this guy should walk free in the rioter. Absolutely not. But why is a paedophile able to walk free? I agree that this guy should have been given something, but 3.5 years, you know, he'll probably never work, he'll never get a job, he'll never get employment, his life is destroyed, and what he did was wrong. But at the same time, I wonder why he got such a heavy sentence and there's people who deserve four times that who are still on our streets.
Absolutely.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Vanessa, I saw some of your comments online. You've no sympathy for this fellow, do you?
Just to say, I have a family member who assaulted someone, nearly killed them, and ended up in the joy. He was 18. He had just gone 18 and he was sentenced. He did his time. It's been years and he turned his life around and he has a decent job. He has a family. So the idea that this is going to ruin his life, it'll only ruin his life if he allows it to ruin his life. He has the ability now to make a choice.
But this is going to follow him around forever. Like 15, 20 years time, if he wants to, you know, if he gets educated or, you know, decides to do a course and he's going looking for employment, an employer Googles his name. And that's it. He's done. Now, I'm not saying, he doesn't deserve to have repercussions. Of course, you know, actions have consequences. But there are people walking around, Vanessa, who have done a lot worse and aren't getting that kind of sentence. And that's just the truth of it.
That is the truth of it. But that's no excuse for him not to pay for his actions. And this is what we're here to talk about, okay? That boy, that man, because he's now 19, decided, he made a decision to go into town that night to take part in the riots and to conduct himself in terms of criminal damage. He is 18 when that happened.
No, I know.
Old enough
I know.
To he know knew, he that knows there are better. Consequences yeah. to actions. I'm sorry. So this idea of it's going to ruin his life, yeah, because actions have consequences. I don't think it's going to ruin his life. It will if he allows it. But now he has to make a decision whether he will change his life and say, okay, I paid heavily for that decision. I'm going to be very, very careful of what decisions I make in the future. Or he's going to play the victim.
Catherine says, what do you think he should get, Katie? I do think he should get jail time. Absolutely, I think he should be. I just think, I suppose when I'm reading stories like a guy gets a suspended sentence for having 1,800 images.
Okay, but we're not talking about that.
And that's wrong. Hang on, Katie. That is wrong.
Two things.
That is absolutely wrong. Nobody is justifying that.
No, two things. And I always say two things can be wrong at the same time, Katie. Two things can be wrong at the same time.
So why is so... Okay, what I don't understand is, and this is what I'm trying to wrap my head around, why this judge takes this so, so seriously, but will let a paedophile continue to walk the streets. And I have to ask the question because it's true. It's literally black and white. That's not what the discussion is about.
That's the discussion.
I've asked that question in my head so many times. Yeah, we all have. Rapists and paedophiles have all been let away. with suspended sentences. I'm for getting away with doing away with suspended sentences completely. They should have to do time. 7 years for rape is not a long enough sentence. I'm sorry, it's not.
But why can people never just talk about one case without talking about other cases?
Because it's context.
We're talking about this fella's case. We're talking about
that was handed down by a judge who has let paedophiles walk free. It's a fair question.
This young fella walked into our capital city, caused criminal damage and terrorist acts. He deserves everything he got. And to be honest with you, I would have liked him to see 5 years minimum for all of them. 5 years minimum for all of them.
Well,
maybe. To really hammer home the point.
So you have no sympathy for him going away for 3.5 years?
Absolutely not. Not for the carnage that was in Dublin City Centre and the aftermath for the staff that were in that night. No, I have no sympathy for him. I have sympathy for his victims.
And again, Katie, if you had family members that were in the city centre that night,
Jeremy, stop. Stop making it out like I'm saying what he did was okay, because I'm not saying that. It was disgusting, little fucking animal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm not for one second saying that, oh, poor him, he got caught up in something, he didn't know better. No, he knew better. He knew a hell of a lot better. But that was just my point on it, is that they're people who have done a lot more disturbing things.
Know, but again,
it is frustrating because.
But again, I would say two
it's
things.
What's fair?
Two things can
what's
be wrong.
What's most frustrating?
I know.
Two things can be wrong at
I
the
know
same
that.
Time. And look at Darren. There's some Darren Dowling, Jeremy panicking. I don't panic, Darren. That he would get into trouble with his cabinet mates. I don't have any mates in the cabinet. By discussing the judge in question.
I think the judge does need to be talked about.
Hang on, the judge should be talked about.
Yes,
but absolutely. Yeah. But
Sorry, Darren. If you're so opinionated on it, come on the bloody show if you want to put that to me. I'm not panicking about anything. Secondly, if you want to do a whole podcast about Judge Martin Nolan, Darren, absolutely come on the show on a different topic, and we will talk about Judge Martin Nolan. Why can people not focus on the issue in hand here, a young fella who carried out.
Can I just say as well, I saw plenty of videos. There were plenty of foreign nationals down looting the shops as well. Will they be done?
Well, then, did you see the photographs that were printed by the Gardaí Síochána late last year? Okay,
yes,
there were definitely
foreign nationals.
There were foreign nationals in it. So I assume, and you heard how many arrests have been made. So these are all, the courts can only take one case at a time.
But you only hear about it, and I don't care what you say. I 100% believe it. You only hear about it when it's white Irish. If that was a guy from Pakistan or Nigeria, his face wouldn't be on the front of the paper.
Well, of course it would
It wouldn't be on RTE.
Well, this story
I've heard of stuff going down about Balbriggan and Tyrrellstown and the likes of these areas, and they're not reported on because everybody's terrified to touch on the fact that something might be to do with a foreign national. I believe that if this was a foreign national...
Oh, here we go.
I believe here that if go. This was a foreign national, it wouldn't get the same coverage. I just do.
Well, Vanessa, is that fair to say?
No, it's not. And I think, and I'm with Katie, if it was a foreign national and there were foreign nationals there, I hope they're taken to the cleaners by the judicial system as well. It should be covered just as much as any other case of criminal damage.
And again,
absolutely.
And again, we don't know. We're speculating now. As I said, so many arrests have been made. You know, some of them, I assume, will be foreign nationals. And Katie, they will end up before the court. They're not going to just let them away. They're not going to say, oh, where are you originally from?
Where are we? I know we have to be careful, but genuinely, I'm just wondering, because this is what stemmed the whole thing off. Where are we with the guy who stabbed the child?
It's alleged.
It's going through the courts.
It's going through the courts at the moment.
Right.
These things take a long, long time. Okay, put it this way. That case, yeah?
Yeah.
About that child. Mm-hmm. That case is a lot more complex than a rioting case, okay? A rioting case, you present CCTV footage, mm-hmm. Of the lads carrying it out, and it goes to court. It doesn't take as long. For a case like the stabbing incident, you need to get psychological reports, you need to get so much more. The court system takes, you know that, Katie, you're in the business. You know how long...
But
the
he's
court
not walking when was the, around was O'Connell
2023.
Street.
This
no, he's, not walking, he's not walking around O'Connell Street.
This is over a
he
year
He is
ago.
In custody.
He's in custody, Katie.
I know that, but this is over a year ago. I understand that, but they're very...
The problem, Katie, is that, this man is in custody, but this little squirrel has been walking around Dublin for the last year until he was actually brought for sentencing.
Yeah, I just think I get very frustrated with the lack of understanding of the law. I'm not talking about you, Katie, but people even online and in the comments saying, "Oh, what's happening with your man? What's happening with the other fella?"
Just for people who don't know.
Okay, you work in the business.
For people who don't know. Average person who doesn't know, it's a fair question. Okay, Children were stabbed, and all we're hearing about it, and rightly so, these rioters are scum, but why the hell are we not hearing more about this guy?
Okay, well, let me say it in very pigeon English then to people about the man accused, okay? So we have to deal with legal terms. We can talk about this 19-year-old because he was found guilty, okay? He was found guilty in a court of law. The individual accused of that incident that happened on Parnell Street is locked up at the moment awaiting trial, okay? Why hasn't he been sentenced yet? Because the trial hasn't taken place, okay? The trial hasn't been taken place. So they're two separate issues because you originally said at the start of the topic that this young fella probably didn't even know why he was out riding.
No, he probably didn't. There were a lot of... This is what sparked the whole thing. Now, this scumbag probably just jumped on for the fun or what he believed was the fun of it. But what I'm saying is that... And I really do stand by what I said, that if he were Nigerian or Pakistani, I'm sorry, or Syrian, he would not... His face, that young fella's face that's on... And rightly so, he deserves to be named and shamed. But if that was... You can guarantee RTE wouldn't touch it because I have heard so many stories. I remember Blakestown, the story about a kid in Blakestown who got stabbed outside a school by a Muslim. Was that on RTE? Was that on any mainstream media?
Again, this is not what the topic.
No, but this is what annoys me. As soon as it's white Irish,
by the way, you can literally Google news stories like random and it will have foreign nationals who have been accused of crimes in Ireland.
Look at the ones that will do it. Gripped. For one will do it. You'll get maybe some of the papers will do it, but I've heard of so many things going on that RTE for some reason won't touch it.
We are touching it. Don't worry about RTE. We're touching it.
But what I'm saying is it's annoying that it's that young fella's face is only if he were a 19-year-old from Pakistan, it wouldn't be on.
Okay, that's your opinion. Eddie, stay there for a second, Vanessa. Eddie, what do you want to say on this?
See that guy, he's a scrote, right? He is a pimple on the arsehole of Dublin. He didn't just wake up that morning and become a scumbag at 18, 19 years of age.
Okay, so what his legal counsel said, and you are actually right, he has been a troubled teenager. He was in state care from the age of 12 to 18. He had a very difficult childhood. I mean, lots of people have difficult childhoods and they don't go out.
They always try out that line.
Oh, completely. Yeah, completely. So is that an excuse?
No, not at all. Now, let's be honest, right? They are making a headline out of it, setting an example. But he won't do 3.5 years. He'd be out in probably 11, 12 months, good behaviour, right? Now, what other people are saying about, oh, this paedophile had 1,800 images and blah, 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 and he got a suspended sentence. Yeah, that was wrong. However, we can set a precedent and go, right, Judge Nolan, because you got the first case wrong, you have to show leniency to the next fellow.
Right, Eddie, this isn't just one case you got wrong. This isn't one case.
I know.
Google him.
I would rather...
I have a lot of questions about this guy.
Out of those two cases, I'd rather him get 50% right than 100% wrong.
Well, when it comes to paedophiles, look, I'm not disagreeing with you that young fella definitely deserves to be penalised. What he did was vile. But I think, you know, you to say, oh, we shouldn't look at this and shouldn't look at that. There are questions to be asked when somebody's getting 3.5 years for looting and other people.
But it wasn't just looting, Katie. Sorry,
okay,
it wasn't just looting.
Criminal damage. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let's not make it.
But I do have to ask the question.
You keep asking the same bloody question. We don't have the answer. Why does
he? That's.
But I don't have the answer. I don't.
Katie, it's irrelevant if he's 18 or 38. He's an adult.
I'm not talking about his age.
He should have known better.
I just think in the context of stuff. I can't wrap my head around it. I just can't.
So you can't wrap your head around why you got 3.5 years?
No, I can't wrap my head around how paedophiles and sex offenders...
You keep on going back to that.
This is the point.
That's not the topic.
Katie, I agree with you on that. I can't wrap my head around that as well. Right? But I'm saying in this situation, we can't turn around and go, right, see you little bollocks. You've done all this damage. Mm-hmm. We're going to go lenient on you because we got the other case wrong.
Well, I'm just reading up about this case, right? He was found with 782 images and 20 movies of a child. Sorry, Jeremy,
disgusting.
Just one second.
Disgusting.
He was let off because he had no previous convictions and has not come to Garda attention
That's
since.
Talk about it tomorrow. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, let's just cancel the topic then and talk about... because there's no point in talking about should paedophiles get off or people who you have indecent images.
Children. Katie, there's nobody that will come on this podcast and disagree with you that
no,
your man
no,
got
no,
off.
It's just the justice system just really...
It is a fucking shit show.
It's a joke.
And
Nolan's
got
it.
Okay, so again, say there for a second, Eddie. Some people can change their life around. James messaged in and James says, this should be a topic about Nolan letting all the perverts off.
Well, in fairness now, okay, that's well, James, I want to look into.
Okay, but James, well, look into it, Katie. Do your research when you go home. I'll tell you the reason we didn't do a topic about this, James. I'll explain it to you and explain to all of you why we didn't do a topic about this. Most of the topics that we decide to do on this podcast, we choose the topics and we decide that they'll be good topics because they have both sides of the argument. And when myself and Katie and Amanda or Adrian or whoever happened to be, when we're discussing the topics that you guys all send in and we work out would it make a good debate. So this podcast is a debate podcast. It's where we debate topics. And if the topic doesn't, and Katie, I'm going to quote you, if it doesn't have both sides,
it's not a topic.
So every topic that we choose will generally have both sides. Now, James, if you can find me somebody, or maybe you feel that way yourself, if you can find me somebody who believes that if you were caught with pornographic images on your phone or on your computer, that you should be allowed to walk free and that you're a lovely person. If you can find me a person that will say that, I'll have them happily bring them onto the podcast and we will have a debate about it.
Well, Judge Nolan obviously doesn't see it as
I don't think he's not going to come on the podcast, I don't think. But to sit here for an hour and have caller after caller after caller saying Judge Nolan is a disgrace, that's boring.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, let me go to Darren, who's dying to get on about this. Hi, Darren, what do you want to say?
Well, Jeremy, let's crack.
Good, what do you want to say?
That scumbag should be made do community service instead of prison time, because he's probably going to come out of prison even worse than he went in, an even bigger scumbag.
Well, yes, prison can be a breeding ground for people who... So if he didn't get locked up, if he was made do community service, whatever it is, cleaning the streets or whatever the case may be, you think he'd stand a better chance of becoming a better person?
Well, no, he's probably not going to become a better person regardless, even if he wasn't at the riots. But see, Vanessa said there he was guilty of an act of terrorism. That is absolute bullshit. He has absolutely no political... What's the word?
Affiliations.
Affiliation with that. How can it be terrorism?
Hang on, did Vanessa use the word terrorism? I didn't hear
it. Yes, she did. She said it was an act of terrorism that he was guilty of.
Okay. Terrorism is political, and it was
political. Yeah, this was not political at all.
I agree. I think that's just scumbag gets hands in his arm.
And Katie is right. A foreign national who was caught the very same as that Irish lad, his face would not be in the papers and we would not be talking about this, because the government would be scared shitless that would happen all over again if they print foreigners' names.
But
it's okay to print Irish names.
But Darren,
and that scumbag, Darren, belongs to that.
Darren, you can literally Google, like, I don't need to do it for you. You know how to use Google yourself. You can literally Google crime stories every day and you will see foreign...
Yeah, but our national broadcaster doesn't touch
it. Who cares about our national broadcaster?
It's a national... Jeremy, RTE, News Talk, and all them mainstream medias are pure bias. They do not give you the other side of the story. And you can deny that all you want because you're just used to listen to them. But the likes of Grip Media and all will tell you the proper side, the other side. But you slam Grip Media just because they don't agree with you and the mainstream narrative.
But you're saying you're making up stories saying that if you let me explain, because, and again this is getting off the point, because you're saying that foreign nationals who commit crimes in Ireland don't get their names printed. They literally do. Open the Sunday World on a Sunday,
Jeremy. Do not keep record. I've said this before and you didn't believe me. Basically, we do not keep a record of the nationalities of people who commit crimes. Now, we are one of only two countries in the EU to do that.
Okay, will you admit that the media, maybe not all the media, but that a lot of the media do print names of foreign nationals involved in crimes?
They might print names, Jeremy, but they do not give it to the publicity as they would the likes of this Irish lad. No way do they. And you can't deny that, you can't deny that.
So you think this fella should have been given community service, sweep the streets, there you go.
Giving him prison time is not going to do harm because he's just going to turn into a bigger scumbag.
So we should not lock anybody up for risk that they will become scumbags.
I never said that. Hold on, Jeremy. Don't be putting words in my mouth. I said this scumbag, this particular case, should not have got jailed because jail is just going... That's just a badge of honour to him and his friends, going to jail. That's all that is. Give him proper community service. Cleaning graffiti off the walls. The likes of that.
So you
what's
can,
wrong with that? You How come there's no or same paths?
Sorry, hang on, Darren. Well, he's not a juvenile offender, he's an adult offender, so he's been charged as an adult or found guilty as an adult. Sorry, you think that it's a badge of honour? You think he's walking into prison jumping up and down saying, yeah, hey, I'm so cool now that I got 3.5 years. Come
well,
on.
Not far off.
Darren, come on, would you stop? Would you stop?
Jeremy, we all know these little scumbags. It's a badge of honour for them to be either be put into courts and go to jail, or if there was the same path, it's a badge of honour. It is. You can't say it's not.
Okay, so
and he brought up in state care. Like that says it all. Basically, he hasn't hope in life. Like
I do agree with him there. I've heard stories of children brought up in care, and I'm not saying he's a victim of his past or anything like it. You know, you are responsible for what you do, but at the same time, I have heard horrific stories from people brought and every you see
and
it all
here.
The time. Kids every day missing teen in the care of Tusla. Who the fuck is looking at Tusla? But why is Tusla not being looked at? Why is Tusla not being looked at? There's something
Judge
wrong there.
Judge Nolan, can I just say something there?
Yep.
Was it Judge Nolan who refused to hand down a sentence to that soldier who bet the diss out that woman and he got away with it? But yet this scumbag robs a couple of shops and he gets 2.5 years. How does that make sense, Jeremy? Explain that to
okay,
me.
Okay, but first of all, I can't remember who the judge... Are you talking about Cathal Crawley?
Cathal Crawley, yeah.
I can't remember who the judge was and I'd have to...
Well, it doesn't matter who the judge was.
But
he retired shortly after whoever he was.
No, but
judge.
It's just about the buzzer. I don't think it was...
Yeah, he was advised to. He was advised to retire.
Yeah, but I don't think it was Judge Nolan, so yes.
But either or, whoever it was, Jeremy, how does that
Judge
make
O'Donnell.
Sense in this day and
there's
age?
There's lots of things in the law that don't make sense, but the one thing to me that does make sense is that this fella got 3.5 years. That makes sense to me because of
and
the...
And what end game, Jeremy, is that going to achieve now for like putting him in jail for 2 or 3 years?
Well,
what's that going to achieve?
Well, it's punishment.
Do you think that's going to stop people from what? Looting again? Because it's not. We have laws for everything in this country, Jeremy. It doesn't stop people from doing it.
Oh, I don't know, Darren. I think that this will send out... Do you not, Kate, you think this will send out a strong message to scumbags all around Dublin?
Yeah, I do. I think it will set a tone that we're not going to take this. But I think the whole judicial system needs to be...
This all comes down to the justice system. It's absolutely
but in this case, Darren, justice was served.
Hang on,
my head around this, Darren. At one point, you're saying the justice system in Ireland is shambolic. Okay, fair enough. It is.
Yeah, it is.
But in this particular instance, justice was actually served, and the courts did their job, and they locked up someone who brought terror on. And I'm not saying he's a terrorist who brought terror.
Well, Vanessa said it was terrorism.
I don't think
she said
did.
An act of terror, which well, is
rewind,
terrorism.
Rewind
she said
act, the
she
podcast,
said
act, and you will
she,
hear
her
it.
Her exact words were act of terror, which is essentially terrorism.
Okay. Anyway, this individual that brought terror to the streets of the capital that night was given a jail sentence.
Yeah, and Jeremy, what about the scumbags every day of the week in Dublin causing terror? What about all them? Nothing is done about them. And I don't care if they're under 18s. Nothing is being done about the absolute atrocity, antisocial behaviour in Dublin. Yeah. But the minute something is mentioned about the far right, the government makes an example of the likes of this lad, and everything else is forgotten about. Nothing else matters.
Well, no, sorry.
And can I just say also, the protesters who were out that day, it was what you would call the far right, yeah? There's actually videos of these far right, air quotes, these far right posts trying to stop people looting. I think they were given a lot of these protesters. They were all bunched under the same rioters and terrorists. When a lot of these protesters, these right wing protesters, or you know, concerned citizens, as some might say, people are concerned people. I don't class protesters, not even anti-immigration, but people who are calling for better, vetting systems. They're not racist.
Katie, Katie, yeah. I just want to correct you there on something. It's anti-illegal immigration, not immigration.
No, I know. I'm using
all the mainstream media. All the mainstream media are saying about Trump.
How would you know? How would you know, Darren, if you don't look at the mainstream media? How do you know what they're saying? You don't look at it. You just said. You said if you. I love these people who say I don't follow the mainstream media. They're full of lies, but you know what they're talking
Jeremy,
about.
Jeremy, you don't talk. You don't listen to the other side. All you listen to is the biased opinions of RTE and News Talk.
I don't watch RTE.
And you have sponsors. You have sponsors on this podcast who you're obviously afraid to let down or be talking about the government.
So who's the sponsor on the podcast at the moment? The government sponsor. Who's sponsoring us? The department?
Well, Irish Tax Rebate sponsor.
Yes, they're a private company. What's that got to do with it?
You don't want an associate.
Oh, yes. Oh, hang on. You're saying no Irish Tax Rebate's rang us up. Don't talk about Judge Nolan. Would you, Darren, I like you and all that, but your head, you're so far up the rabbit hole that you think everything is a conspiracy. You think the MSN is out
again. About conspiracy?
Why can't we just get a straight answer out of you? Do you think it was do you think that 3.5 years was a fair? Forget about any other criminal in Ireland. Forget about any other court case. We are talking about this one. Focus. Remember the way in school, Darren?
Yeah, it is a fair, but I'm staying.
Remember the way your teacher used to say in school, Darren, focus on the one topic we're doing. No, I'm just saying. I'm just asking a question, Darren. Was 3.5 years fair? Yes or no?
Yeah, it was. But it's not going to do anything for him.
What do you mean it's not going to do anything for him?
It's not going to do anything to him. So you think when he gets out of jail, he's the outstanding member of society. He'll go and go to college and all this. Do you think that? Yeah.
Well,
or you think that he'll continue on being a scumbag? What do you think he's going to do?
We have a regular caller on this show, Jason, who was a tearaway team.
Change the subject. Yeah.
No, you listen. This is the answer. I do believe some people can change their life. Jason, who we know quite well, who rings this show all the time.
Was Trucker he from
Jay was a wild child,
was he?
Yes, he was a very troubled...
He's such a gentleman.
Yeah, and he has completely changed his life around and a nicer man you could not meet. Now, I don't know this fella, Kyle Lawrence from Adam. I don't know if he will learn his lesson when he does his time. I don't know if he'll learn a lesson, but we can only wait and see. Let me go to Dylan. Dylan, what do you want to say on this?
Yeah, so you just said there that the 3.5 years that this young lad has got, it'll set a precedent for all the other little scumbags in the city. Is that correct?
I did say that, yes.
So you agreed that that'll set a precedent for all the other little scumbags?
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
Okay, what about all the people that are in possession of child pornographic material?
Jesus, have you been listening? Are you listening to classical?
Oh, I have been listening.
Have you been listening? You listen to classical music or something?
Question. People are wondering.
I'm not the judge. I can't answer the question, Dylan. We are not talking.
I know you're not the judge, but if that's the case, you're not the judge of this case either, Jeremy. Okay.
We are not talking about child pornography here. I explained, Dylan, a few seconds ago why we're not talking about that. And the reason I said we weren't talking about it is because there's no debate in it, because we are all in agreement. Now, if you want, I can open up the phone lines on the next podcast and take 1,000 callers
There's no debate, there's no topic. 100%.
There's no debate.
I would love to open up a podcast about this Judge Martin Nolan.
Yeah.
Because people need to fucking talk about
it. They're talking about it online all the time.
Why don't you guys highlight it?
I have to be honest, I never knew anything about this judge until today, and I'm after reading up, and I'm just...
Oh, Jesus, Casey, this judge... I've heard his name,
but I didn't know the depth of some of the stuff that has been passed through him.
Yeah, there's a lot of cases
If I go out and start causing criminal damage in the city centre, I'll end up locked up. But if I download copious gigabytes of child pornographic material, I get a slap on the wrist, even if I have prior sexual offences. That's the precedent that judge is setting. It's all right, just don't keep doing it. Oh, you smashed up a bus, which I just want to say, I don't agree with the activity on the riot. Okay?
Yep.
Totally condone the activity of that group. Okay? I got caught up in that. I was leaving work and I was held in town until about 11 o'clock by the
guard. So what happened? What happened when you were in work? What happened when you were in work that night?
So I luckily enough finished just as the public order unit came in. Okay? The street that I was walking on, the public order unit had one end blocked and the other end blocked. I was stuck in the middle. We all left the building we were walking in and we were confronted by guards and riot gear. Get back, stay in the building. We were then kept there and we were actually evacuated with the guards, moved to a safer location outside of the city centre. I didn't get home until nearly 3 o'clock that morning.
And it must have been terrifying. It must have been terrifying.
The line of walk I do, I'd be somewhat used to being in risky scenarios. But for anyone that wouldn't be in the position that they deal with high risk situations, yeah, I would say it was terrifying.
So what would you like to say to the people who have been charged and have yet to face court for the crimes of rioting and looting in Dublin city centre that night? What would you like to say to them? The likes of
Clyde Lawrence. If the ball's big enough to cause criminal damage, if the ball's big enough to serve the time handed down to you by a court of law, okay? Yeah. If you've been judged by a group of your peers, and a group of your peers have decided that you have done wrong by the state and by the people of the state, and we find you guilty, then you should receive the sentence. 3 years, yeah, 3.5 years, I agree with it. Fair enough. He was 18 at the time of the offences. He should be tried as an adult, which he was.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Great point, Dylan. Fair play to you. We got there. That's a great point that he made, in fairness. And he, of all
just
people...
patronising, fair play. No, we got there.
I'm not being patronising. I said that's a great point he made. And in fairness, Dylan, your opinion is more valid than anybody else's. Because,
well, no, because all opinions matter, Jeremy.
Yeah, no, but he was caught up on the thing. He has a right to be more angry about it than other people. Don't go away. More of your comments coming up in a second.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Sean has been on to us with his opinion. Let's hear what he has to say.
Good evening, folks. How's it going? Yeah, no, the young fella got what he deserved. I mean, as the saying goes, you do the crime, you do the time. You don't need to moan about this judge just because of whatever else he's doing on the side, you know, letting paedophiles walk free and whatnot. He got it right this time. Young fella got what he deserved. End the story. Anyone saying he was naive or he's just a kid or whatever, stop giving them like the stupid excuses, and that's why they're able to get away with it. You know, he says he done the crime. He has to take the consequences for it. End the story. But yeah, talk about that judge on another day. It'll be an interesting one.
I don't think it would, to be honest with you, Sean. And by the way, before today, because you know all the topics we get brought into us, and not one person has ever messaged us asking us to talk about that judge. But again, I don't see what the discussion is. The discussion would literally be an hour's podcast of everybody saying, he shouldn't have let them off, he shouldn't have let them off. Caller one, John, what's your opinion? Yeah. Shouldn't have let them off. Caller two, Katie, shouldn't have let them off. The same thing. It would be the most boring podcast.
I have a lot of questions. I'd love to find out. I have a lot of questions for this judge.
You are very well in with a lot of politicians. Who's the Minister for Justice?
The new Minister for Justice is...
O'Callaghan. Jim O'Callaghan.
Yes. No.
Yes, it is.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. Thank you. There you go. Email. Yeah. You don't need to question me.
Well, actually, I know the Taoiseach, so...
Yes. Anyway, if you have questions, I have questions. We all have questions. I'm very firm on anybody that commits any type of offence involving child exploitation. Jesus Christ, I'm a father of 3 children. Katie's a father of 2 children. sorry, I'm not making light of that, but I'm just saying.
Father?
No, okay, mother. And, you know, believe me, if it was an interesting topic, we would talk about it. But everybody's saying the same thing. Becomes boring after 5 minutes. Edward, what do you want to say on this?
Well, people saying that he's just a child, yeah, it made me kind of annoyed as well. Yeah, it made me kind of annoyed as well because he isn't a child, he is 18. And once you become 18, you should know better.
I don't get people saying he's, yeah, people are gassed they are. Some, when it suits them,
yeah.
you're an adult at 18, and then when it doesn't suit them, you're not an adult. No, he was. He was an adult. He was tried as an adult.
Exactly.
He was tried as an adult. Do you think 3.5 years was a fair sentence?
It was, yeah. And, like, what the hell would the community service do for him? Who was talking about it? Whoever was on last talking about the community service.
Sorry, Darren originally said, then I changed his mind like I normally do with people, and he ended up saying 3.5 years was fair enough. But Darren at the start said community service.
Because he was trying to say that he would get something from it, he'd learn something or take something away from it, and that in prison, that's all. Darren didn't say he did nothing wrong, he shouldn't go to prison.
Oh, no, he didn't. He said
he didn't say
I get that. I get that, yeah. But, how would the community service help him versus prison? That's my question as well.
Because he'd be giving something back to society, I assume, rather than, you know, being in there and possibly meeting more hardened criminals. I don't know. That's what I would assume he means.
In other
but
words,
he wasn't saying that he shouldn't go to prison. He was just saying that there might be more to be benefited from having him give back to society. That's what I took from it.
From what I believe about this young fella, Kyle Lawrence, he's not a career criminal by any stretch of the imagination. He was in state care for his whole teenage years. So he had a difficult upbringing as well, a difficult childhood. But I don't believe he was a career criminal. Now, what people are saying is, this young fella goes into prison and he could come out even worse because prison is a breeding ground for criminality.
Well, some people do learn the lesson, though. And I haven't been, thank God, I haven't been prisoned at all. But I do know that some people do learn the lesson from being in prison.
Was this guy Kyle Lawrence, is he the first to actually be locked up?
No, there was a fella actually a couple of months ago, and I'll get his name because we did talk about him at the time.
So he's the second to be actually put into prison?
Yeah.
To sentenced, okay.
Yeah. The other fella, and again, a bloody Egypt, throwing his life away over that.
Was it the same offence? Looting and
it was criminal damage? It was a similar offence, yeah, and I will find the story before the end.
Okay, so this is the second person to be sentenced after the...
Yeah, but lots of arrests have been made. So
that's what I mean. Do we know how many arrests have been made?
When the Gardaí published the photographs
a
load of people came forward. Right. Including people I know came forward because they knew people.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If I had spotted someone in the photograph, I would have rang the guards as well. Would you not have?
Yeah.
So 57 people were arrested in connection with the incident. Now, there were not more than 50. 53 were charged with offences. So 53. So we're going to have 53 court cases.
Okay.
That takes time. So we've got to number two so far. So you'd like to think by the summer that all those cases, these things take a long time. So 53 people. Now, I don't know, will they all get imprisonment? I have no idea. But do you think prison was fair enough at this stage? Edward.
I was looking up actually about prisons and how do they work out of curiosity, and like you actually work for them, you actually do like work tasks. You don't just sit there in the cell.
No, you don't. Sorry, Edward. I found the other story. It was Declan Donaghy. That was his name, from Dorset Street. This was November last year. So this was the fella, if you remember the video, Katie, your man that was walking along the street and threw the box into the back of the police car. Remember, on fire, and the police car went on fire.
Yeah.
So this absolute lemon of a fella, 28 years of age, like he wasn't a teenager.
No.
Should have been at home.
Could have killed someone.
He pleaded guilty to arson, violent disorder and criminal damage and was locked up for 6.5 years. He'd be out probably in three and a half years. So this is the first person was Declan Donaghy. The second person we're talking about today. Let me go to Anthony. Thank you for your call, Edward. Anthony, I know you're dying to get on there. You're angry over this. Well, you shouldn't be, because justice has been served, hasn't it?
I'm just annoyed that people keep trying to downplay what this man did. He's a man. He was 18 when he done this. Done these actions, done the riot. He should have gotten 10 years in prison.
10 years?
No early release. Yes, 10 years. No early release. You can't do the crime. Don't do the crime. As simple as that.
And now, what about the... Because I have to ask, what about the foreign nationals who are out doing it, Anthony?
But if they're part of the...
No, I'm asking how he feels about that.
If they were doing wrongdoing during the work, they should be punished as well.
So
we just cannot allow youth to get away with a slap on the wrist. There needs to be punishment to deter this kind of crap. But when people rather these youth get away with nothing, and more chaos happens, with more animals causing trouble.
So anybody that was
needs to be punishment.
So everybody that was involved in those riots, you would like to see them all locked up?
Yes, for at least 10 years. No early release.
Jesus.
Punishment.
Anthony, in fairness, he's not wrong. He'd get a lot of support. People were always moaning about Helen McEntee saying that she wasn't harsh enough on criminals.
But Dublin is safe.
What?
Dublin is safe. Wasn't that the famous line? Dublin is safe as she walks through with two bodyguards.
Here's Jess.
The prisons in Ireland are a revolving door system. We know that. You're in, you're out, you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out. It is very rarely you will actually learn your lesson and cop on. Now, he should have learned better beforehand. He was, 18? Like, come on. 18, you know right from wrong. Like, it doesn't matter how stupid you try to play. But I would not be surprised if he's back in another 2 years or 3 years. Because that's what it is. It's a revolving door and you're in and out because the system doesn't work. And it starts at the very top, from the fucking justice minister to the courts and the judges to the prisons. None of it works. It is the most broken system, I think, in any country in the world. He's not going to learn his lesson. He will become a career criminal and he'll be going in and out like a little fucking mole in the hole.
I hope not, Jess. I really hope not. And I'm very, very strong about harsh justice and stuff like that and people getting decent sentences, but I would like to think that when he's locked up that he will sit back and you'll realise that, you know, when you think about it, 2 hours of madness.
I'm going to give you a voice note now in a second.
Okay, 2 hours of madness. Well, you want to hurry up. 2 hours of madness and he's...
Oh no, we'll leave it for...
Okay, yeah. 2 hours of madness and he spends 3.5 years behind bars. Let that be a lesson. Lots of young people listen to this podcast and let that be a lesson. Listen to it. Listen to what's being said. And don't, for God's sake, don't get caught up in scumbag behaviour. Because all it takes is a moment of madness. You know, his legal team said that he was just caught up in the whole thing and he decided to, I don't know why, he wanted to go into Foot Locker and Lifestyle Sports. I don't know what that was going to achieve.
Didn't they rob, like, all of them rob, like, the same foot shoe?
Yeah, which I don't get, because if you go into Foot Locker and you try to buy
they
a Nike
give you the
Jordan,
they have to bring you down the mat.
Yeah, you can literally. So there's a load of scrolls walking around with Canada Goose jackets and one Nike Air Jordan.
Or two Rifey.
Yeah, two Rifey. That's the stupidity. Aww. Anyway, thank you very much for all your calls, your comments, and your texts on that very lively discussion. And don't forget, if you want to subscribe to our podcast, go to Spotify and click follow and subscribe and you'll never miss another edition of Opinions Matter. Also, don't forget, if you want to be added to our WhatsApp channel, simply send the words add me to 085 825 2626.